The bench coach of the San Francisco Giants joins us, and I know he's got some work to do today to get ready for the Kansas City Royals, but the professor is here on a Saturday afternoon. Ron Wotus, how are you today?
Marty, I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
Yeah, what a story. And again, you and I did these shows every Sunday in the home games going through the season, and the ups and downs of the great start and the lull in the middle and the great finish, really, other than the road trip of 3-6, a great finish. And then you go into this thing never knowing where it's going to go. But I said, someone asked me yesterday about the team playing so well this time of year. I said, it's like spring training. You end spring training and they flip the switch. This regular season ends, and from the first pitch from Strasburg to Blanco, it looked different.
Well, you know, it's...
it was Volquez to Blanco.
Right. It's real interesting that you say that, because, you know, the biggest noticeable difference for me is some of the at-bats that we've been putting up. You know, their focus level obviously is has gone up a notch. The hitting guys have done a fantastic job, you know, relaying the information and getting these guys prepared for the pitchings that we're going to see. And guys are grinding out at bats. We're not chasing as many bad pitches. And usually, you know, big games and importance, that's what you're looking for from your hitters. And they're putting the ball in play when we have to put it in. And, you know, we have to play that way to get the runs across. And that's basically how we got to this position right now.
Well, you've been in the game a long time, and you look at the way the wins are coming. And Tim Flannery, your mate in the coach's room there, would call them runs without hits, runs without RBIs. It's really uncanny, but it goes, what I thought of myself was, little people have led the way throughout this playoff. Little people know how to do little things because they have to do that to stay in the major leagues. They did little things which turned out to be good things on a big stage, and that made the difference for all these runs that you're scoring.
Well, little things are big things in a game where you can push across a run. And we've had a lot of big hits, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, Brandon Belt with the home run against the Nationals, Crawford's grand slam. So we've also gotten our hits. But typically, when you're facing good pitching, you're not going to pound the ball. And, you know, some of your big guys in the middle of the lineup are going to get pitched around. I mean, the pitchers on the other side know what hitters they want to attack and what guys they want to pitch around. So it really does take the whole lineup, if you want to win, to be productive. And our whole lineup, our bench, everybody has contributed. And that's where we're at today.
Well, a couple of the things for the professor here. First of all, the one that I think that jumped out at me the most was the run against Rosenthal, where Duffy scores from second base, and take us through the logistics of a play like that and what you've got to do, because he better get off to a good start.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously you go in the pinch run in that situation, and not that he's a base stealer, and that wasn't the purpose of him running, was we were going to attempt to steal a base. But, you know, a ball in the dirt where you can advance, a ball where he can go first to third on a base hit, just more speed to get into scoring position. And, of course, he's at second base, the ball goes in the dirt, and the whole play is in front of him, and he showed great baseball instincts. And I'm sure, I think I saw part of the replay, and Flan was waving him as well. But when you're in that spot, yeah, and that play is in front of you, it didn't look like he broke stride for 1 second. He saw the ball kick away. He knew he can get to home plate. And it was a great play on his part. You know, it's not that easy when you don't play and you go in a game of that magnitude to pinch run and have the instincts to go ahead and go home on that play. So it was a great job by him.
And he laid down a good bunt. He had a good bunt. You know, you put him up there in a classic bunt situation. He laid it down.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks. He knows his role. He's going to pinch run, bunt, get a pinch hit at bat somewhere. And he's been working hard with Flan on, you know, being ready to bunt. But even when you do all that preparation and you sit on the bench for, you know, 6-7 innings, and then you're asked to go in with the corners charging down you a little bit, a good fielding pitcher, yeah, and you're asked to put the bunt down, it's not as easy as it looks. And he's done it a couple times in this playoff run for us with very good execution.
Plus, the whole world's watching. This is not a game in San Diego in August 3rd.
Well, you know, that's why the moments become real big. Of course, he's probably not – thinking about that. Or at least I hope he isn't thinking about that. You know, he's been preparing to get the job done, and he's staying focused on, you know, where I need to bunt the ball. What happens if this guy, he asked me at one point, what happens if, you know, they charge, where should I bunt the ball? And, of course, Flan, when he goes up to bunt, you know, will call timeout sometimes and make sure he's got his head on right on the different scenarios that can happen. But we go through that on the bench as well to get him ready for any play that they might run.
Well, we're highlighting a couple of the little things, scoring runs without hits that happened in this series. Also some base running, the ball that was hit to Adams, that he sort of fumbled it and got the ball home. It was late, a great slide. I think it was Perez. But a great slide away from the play. Hand out, it's what you like to see.
Well, that's the old-fashioned contact play, which you don't see a whole lot in the game anymore. And basically what you're looking for, it's second and third, the infield's in, and you have one out. So you say, let's roll the dice and have the runner at third go on contact, opposed to reading the ball through. And so as soon as the fielder, he gets the best jump he can, not the fielder, the runner sees the ball down, he fights to get the best jump he can, he sees the ball down, and he goes. Now, if it's a bullet right at the infielder, and he comes up and throws him out, so be it. We have first and third, we still have a run to drive in at third base to go ahead run, and with two outs. But if you don't run the contact play and a ball is hit where the infielder has to range a little bit, or it's hit soft like it was there, the fielder had to go for it, he stumbled, and we beat the play. So sometimes you roll the dice that the ball's going to bounce your way, and you typically, well, you always do that with speed. You're not going to do it with a slow guy at third base, and that play works more often than it doesn't.
Well, I like it because you're a left-handed hitting team. And you got a first baseman for the Cardinals. And Matt Adams, look, he can hit the heck out of the ball. We saw it off Bumgarner, a long home run. Hit some big home runs. But when you got a lumbering first baseman, remember in baseball you said he was lumbering, you know, and that was the big guy. He was, you know, someone you put at first base. And you've got all these left-handed hitters. Chances are these guys are going to pull the ball and make the lumbering first baseman make the play, and it's exactly what happened.
Well, you know, you don't try to hit ground balls to them, obviously, right. But, you know, if there's a weakness on a club, you hope that you can take advantage of it. You know, we did it with some bunts that worked in our favor. But, you know, in Matt Adams' defense, he actually played very well at first base.
Caught a lot of balls.
He made a lot of plays that I didn't think that he would be able to make, knocking them down, diving. Of course, the two plays he didn't make was on the on the throw home where he stumbled, and then on the ground ball where he touched first and threw to second, which was a mental mistake more than a physical mistake. And, you know, that's what happens sometimes, and we took advantage of that opportunity.
Boy, amazing. And it all boiled down to you win the pennant. How about that? You win another pennant. What can you say?
Well, you got to take your hats off to our guys. I mean, they executed. They did. You look at the way that they've gone about it. We did not beat ourselves. I think the one game that we lost that comes to mind against St. Louis is we threw a ball away, which opened the door for them. But, you know, if you don't beat yourself and give yourself a chance to win, especially here at home with our bullpen, we usually find a way to win the game. And, you know, it's been a good journey. I mean, you go back to Pittsburgh. I mean, one game we could have been out. And, you know, Crawford really helped things out with his grand slam to give Bum a little breathing room. So these guys have done everything they needed to do to get us to this point.
Yeah, what I like to say on the air, you know, you beat Pittsburgh. All right. You beat Washington. You beat St. Louis. There ain't nobody left. You won the pennant. You won the National League pennant.
Right.
And that's what you like to do when you hit spring training. Travis Ishikawa. Again, you guys put him in left field. One ball sailed over his head. But other than that, he looks sort of like a left fielder. And, of course, he has the big series. He hits the ball with the wind. Tell us about the wind that day, because Ishikawa's ball hit the base of the wall out there. Grichuk had trouble with. Then, of course, the magic home run the other day. But what about Ishikawa and what he's done?
Well, you know, he obviously, it's a great story. We love Travis. So he came up with us, you know, and he was on a 2010 World Series team, as everybody knows. But he came up as he came through our system. He was developed by the San Francisco Giants. Performed admirably for us. And then, he went, we didn't have him on our roster, and he got some opportunities with other major league clubs. And then our people signed him back. They said, you know what, he was with Pittsburgh and Milwaukee. This is a guy that we may be able to utilize. So great decision by our front office, signing him back to a minor league contract. And you heard him tell the story. At one point he thought about quitting this year because he wasn't performing. But, you know, he plays outstanding defense at first base. And when we lost Belt, we had a need, and then Morse got hurt. We had a need at first base. So that's basically how we got here. But, you know, you could have never envisioned that he would be our starting left fielder and do the things that he's done. And he's played very well out there. Limited experience out there. He played a little bit. And Roberto Kelly, who works with the outfielders, has total confidence in him. You know, he's had to take a lot of infielders over the years and work them in the outfield. And he says, hey, he does a good job. He's very comfortable with him in the outfield, and he's proven it. And he's done a nice job for us.
Well, when the ninth inning happened the other night, was it Wednesday night? Thursday night. I've lost track of the days here already. But you got a couple. Sandoval gets on, and you get a fly ball. And then all of a sudden, Belt walks, and here he comes. And from my point of view, you're playing such good baseball. In my own mind, now forget about Waka and whatever the decision was with him. He hadn't pitched much and all that kind of stuff. He thrown six straight balls and all that. Number one, Ishikawa swings, which I like. This is the major leagues, pal. This is not a little league. You got a cookie down the middle in the major leagues. You hit it. I don't care if he's thrown six straight. That's my feeling. But I just had the feeling you're going to win the game. I tell you, I had the feeling you're going to win the game. I know it's not that simple, but that's kind of the big kind of baseball you're playing.
Yeah, well, you know, when you win games late and you win those, that's why you get that feeling. And that confidence and that expectation carries over to the players on the field. Yeah. When you have a great bullpen and you keep the game tied and you give yourself a chance on offense to win the game, that's why you feel that way. I felt the same way. I expected Travis to get the hit to win the game. Waka was in trouble. He fell behind 2-0, and you heard Travis tell the story on the news. He's just trying to put a good swing on it, put the bat on the ball, not trying to hit a home run. And as soon as that ball was hit, I threw my hands up in the air. I didn't even realize it went out of the ballpark to Alfred because I knew it was going to be off the wall.
It was one of your best TV shots. Hey, Heather said it. Even Beer Can
well,
said
you got,
it.
That's good work by the TV crew if they had a good shot.
Yeah, it was
of me.
One of your best TV shots. You did the Joe Montana. You know, yeah,
it was a big moment. You know, yeah. and Joe was in the house that day. Yeah. But it was a big moment. Happy for Travis. Wanted him up there. That was a good matchup for us. You know, a fastball pitcher. Travis is a low ball hitter. He gave him a pitch that he can handle, and he won the pennant right
there.
Boy,
amazing. He won the pennant. I love the words. Russ Hodges said it, and it's a Bobby Thompson moment. You know, in my lifetime growing up, that grainy film of Bobby Thompson hitting the home run, well, you've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
And Leo DeRocher jumping up and down, and Stanky jumping on his back, and Thompson just trying to get to home plate. And we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Just a quick break. I want to go through the home run trot by Ishikawa and everything that went on in that one, because it is a great moment. And just to win all these games coming back late in the game, it shows some character. And look, you're playing a team that did the same thing. The Royals have hit a bunch of home runs in extra innings. They haven't lost a game yet. So we'll talk a little bit about the matchup when we come back with the bench coach of the Giants, the National League pennant-winning Giants, heading to the World Series. That's Ron Wotus right here on The Sports Leader.
KNBR's Giants pregame continues. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
Boy, the World Series begins Tuesday night. Giants and the Royals. The Royals have not lost a game yet. Giants just going through this postseason. 1 against Pittsburgh, 3-1 against the Washington Nationals, and then 4-1 against the St. Louis Cardinals. The bench coach, Ron Wotus, is with us for another short segment. Well, that ninth inning, I don't want to overlook a couple of things. And one is Sandoval got a hit. And Belt got a walk, another tough walk, bringing up the Ishikawa situation.
Yeah, to your point earlier, talking about the hitters grinding out at bats and not chasing, and Brett set up the whole inning. You know, Pablo's hit set up that whole inning, and Belt's at bat to get to second base. And now all of a sudden, you know, Walker's got more pressure on him. He's, you know, he's struggling to find a strike zone, and he's not ahead in the count. And he gave Ishikawa a pitch he can hit. So, yeah, a nice inning all the way around. Ish deserves all the credit for ending the game because he could hit into a double play or, you know, popped it up or anything. But the other guy set the inning up.
Yeah, and the run around the bases, you know, these are classic baseball moments. I've seen this thing since 1951, Bobby Thompson. And here, this is another one. And Jake Peavy comes out of the dugout. He doesn't know where the ball went. It hit a double. He doesn't know what happened. He's going to tackle him at second base.
I didn't realize that until after the game, and someone pointed out, and I watched the replay, and I was laughing. I was saying to myself, that is fantastic. I guess he thought it was a single, and the game was over, and he didn't know the ball went out of the ballpark. And, you know, I had thoughts of Chris Chambliss hitting a home run for the Yankees, and he's hitting everybody off his shoulders and all that. And I'm thinking, Ishii's doing the same thing, but it's his teammate. It's not the fans. So it was, you know, obviously smiles all the way around, but it was great to see. I see Arias try to hug him coming into home plate. Yeah. And it really was. He showed a lot of emotion, and I'm going to enjoy watching that highlight for a long, long time.
Yeah, good for him. You know, he worked hard in his whole career, and he's still an effective ball player, obviously, as we've seen here.
Well, you know, this right here will obviously raise his stock going into next year.
Yeah.
You know, it's moments like this, and players can make a reputation on this, and he still has his skills, and I know he was thinking about quitting one point in AAA. He's had an up-and-down year. Extremely happy for Travis, and well-deserved.
Well, all these moments, they all come together. They all add up, and again, it's like a baseball game. You look at the one moment at the end, you say, well, that's it, that turned the game around, but there were 50 things that happened before that to get you to that spot, and one was Joe Panik. He never ceases to amaze me defensively and the at-bats he's getting, and of course, he hit a home run in that game.
Yeah, no, Joe's played great. You wouldn't think that he was a rookie watching him perform in this postseason. And a side note to this, I heard that you know, before the game, he was watching Mariano Rivera throw the cutters, and to Bill Miller of all people, the guy we used to have here. I guess he had some success off of Rivera and studied that and hit a home run on a cutter. So great preparation by him, a smart decision to prepare that way and to go out and execute it. He's done a very good job.
Yeah, and Michael Morris comes off the bench. Now, this is another guy. I watched his batting practice this week, and, you know, it's fun to be out there. He looked like Babe Ruth. He looked like Babe Ruth in batting practice. Every ball he hit was just crushed. And I said, all right, well, you know, in the game it's a little different, you know, different speed. But he got a pitch, and I know you've looked at the pitch 50 times. It was just up and on a T form. They call it the cement mixer slider, and he didn't miss it.
No, he didn't. And, you know, Mo can do that. And we know, you know, that's what we were looking for on the bench, you know, when you discuss pinch hitters and which way to go. And, you know, we'd love to have him in the game because he's a threat up there. And, you know, pitchers, when they're facing a guy that can hit a single, they have a little different mentality than we're facing a guy that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And a lot of times you see a pitcher try to do too much, and they throw a worse pitch to the home run hitter. And that was a pitch that he could handle, and to his credit, he did not miss it. Yeah. And I think every one of us, when we sent him up there, he went up to hit. That's what we were hoping for, a double or a home run. And he did it against really their best pitcher. Neshek was their best reliever in the series, and one guy that really concerned me that he could shut us down. And to hit the home run, obviously, put us in the position to win the game.
Well, one last moment for you of being the professor, then we'll look at the Royals just very quickly. I remember asking you this. There was a game that Bochy was thrown out of, and you were the manager in Colorado. And it came a situation in the middle of the game, the end of the game, really, is extra innings. And there was a bunt that was called for, and you put up a player to do the bunt instead of Matt Cain. I remember all the calls that came in said, why not have the pitcher do the bunt? And you came on the show and explained that if the pitcher goes 0-2, then what happens? It happened in this series with Perez.
Right, right. Yeah, and he got the big hit. Well, yeah, you know what, and different people play it different ways, but exactly right. You know, if pitcher's up there, another thing is, you know, you typically, you know, the defense, if the pitcher goes up to bunt, there's no thought in their mind that the hitter might swing. When you send a position player up there, they may not run a crash play or a wheel play or go for the guy at third. So I always believed if you have the guy on the bench and the situation calls for it, at the point in the game. It depends where it is, how critical the bunt is at that point in game. And certainly in that game, it was a key moment to get the job done. So go with the position player.
Well, that was we learned that in school. I went back into my notes, and there they were. All right, the World Series is coming. Kansas City, it's your fourth. And I know I could feel the buzz already. Can you feel it around the family, just around walking around town, or just the phone calls?
Oh, absolutely. The phone was blowing up. I've had about 50 texts from all kinds of people, baseball people, friends, family, a lot of people I don't even know. I don't know how they got my number or who they are. Congratulations. So, yeah, we're excited, and it was nice to have yesterday off to regroup a little bit, and we're getting ready to work out here and then head for Kansas City tomorrow.
All right, what do you think about the Royals? As I say, 8-0, they've got a bullpen that, and Ned Yost, you know what you're going to get. This is not a guy who's going to all of a sudden come out, I would imagine, do all sorts of other things. You played them three times in August. You guys were in a slump then. They were very hot then. What do you think? Just a nutshell here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's completely different. You can forget about the series we had in the summer where we were at. But you're right. You know what you're going to get with them. They're going to throw the three guys at the end of the game. They try to make it a six-inning game. It's an outstanding team. Look, they got a couple things going for them. They're hot. Right. And they're very talented. They're athletic. They can pitch. So they can beat you a lot of ways. They beat you with the stolen base. They have power in that lineup, but probably their bullpen. And, you know, one of the best parts of our club, why we've won in the playoffs, has been our bullpen. So they're a good club. So it's going to be a challenge. But our guys will be ready for that challenge. And we know what to expect. It's going to boil down to performance on the field. You know, it'd be nice if we can get to their starters early and put some runs on the board early and play ahead, opposed to trying to play from behind.
Well, this is your fourth one. How about that?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate, no doubt about it. My brother keeps calling me. He's going to come back out for the World Series. He said 3 years ago, he says, hey, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. And he keeps calling me and says he wants to come out again. He keeps saying it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. He said, John, this is the fourth time now.
Very good. All right, terrific. I know you got to work. So what's the schedule today?
We're going to work out 2 o'clock.
What's your schedule, personally?
Start looking at the Royals, try to get everything together. We'll work out at 2 and head home, have a nice dinner, make sure the suitcase is packed, and check the weather in Kansas City, and we'll be on the plane tomorrow.
Boy, Kansas City, here we come. Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, exciting. Well, congratulations. It's been great. And thanks for taking the time today to get this started, because there is a buzz around the city now with this World Series again and just the way these games have gone. And, you know, the staff is to be congratulated. You got people ready to play, and they perform. So you guys did a great job, and it's working out so far.
Well, thank you, Marty. I appreciate that. And it was nice to have a bonus show here with you. Did not anticipate this, and I was happy to be here.
All right. Well, thanks so much. All right.